Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Would you care for a cookie?
No. Thank you.
Please. Number... What's that?
Let's...
118?
Let's run 118 real quick.
Okay. I'm there.
On 118,
yes,
the supplies and freight, 118-20004, we'd requested 7,600. That's what it was last year.
Mm-hmm.
We've not used near that and don't foresee needing near that, so we can drop it back to about 4,000.
4,000, okay. Perfect.
And that was the only change I'd seen on that after I went back over.
Okay.
Now, to 117.
Before you go back,
oh, sorry.
118, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
I made a note. I don't know if my note is right. The amount that you have first on... on salaries.
Okay.
Did we say that that included the four jailers that we added?
What's your number? You tell me the number and I can tell you.
What was your total, Jim?
The number that we had came up with, including the four jailers, was 755976.
That included the four new ones. Uh-huh.
That had been fired. That had been hired.
Like
Jimmy Russell said.
What's that?
Tongue-tied.
There will all get some emails on that one.
Help me with this. What's the amount that we added for those four?
87,360.
Correct.
Potential salary increases for staff over 2011.
It does not.
No.
It does not. I'm done.
You rest.
Rest. Thank you, sir.
All right. 117. And what I've done here, I've tried to, number one, I want to maintain the services we're doing right now, but number two, I want to work with you the best I can and try to get pay raises for the employees.
You bet.
Where we can. So, I'll start down through here on this.
Okay.
On the first line item I want to discuss with you was on the telephone fees.
Can we start before that?
Okay.
I want to make sure we're good with the salary number.
Put this
I just want to make sure we're good there. What is
okay.
the number we're using? I have two.
Salary on this, I had in there a request of increases.
With the increase, it got to 1,649. Is that right?
No.
Okay.
What our request was with the increases was 1,571,216.
And that was with the raises. Okay.
No, that was with the additional employees that we've put in.
Those were the... Ooh. Okay. I have... it's hard to explain, but I have three numbers across that line in mm-hmm. salary lines for me. I have last year's number. I have a 1,649 number, which I don't know what that number is. And then I have a 1,571,216 number. So I don't know what...
What Jim is saying is that is the number that he has submitted, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
And that includes, you said, new employees and a potential salary increase.
Yes, I had put, no, it included new employees.
Which new employees?
I had, in my synopsis here, I'd put in requested two dispatch and two court security.
Okay.
23,608 for the each dispatcher, 24,128 for each.
Give that to me again.
I'm sorry, 23,608
right.
times two and 24,128. And I'd also, I believe if we, let's see, what's the total on that?
For those four is 95,472.
Right. 95,472 is what I got. What did you say? 94, 95?
95,472.
Take the 1,477, mm-hmm. 108, or 100, and add that. Does that come up?
Yeah, 1,572, 572, 76.
Okay.
Awfully close.
Okay. Okay.
23,608 twice and 24,128 twice. It's 95,472. When I add 95,472 to 1,477, 100.76.
You get
1,572,572.76.
That's what I got.
Okay.
That includes four. Okay. Then, in which case, it does not include
raise.
A potential raise
for no.
staff.
No.
Okay. That helps. Thank you.
Okay.
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Okay, the postage line, the next line down, we ready to go there?
Yes, sir. Thank
that,
you.
That one, the totals at the end of the, or at the end of November was $1,743 on that. So
you're stuck.
Can't we're, be less than
that. Subscriptions at the end of, that's just a $300 line
okay.
item. Let's see, supplies and freight. I apologize, these glasses ain't working very good.
Tiny printouts, my goodness.
Yeah. The supplies and freight, we requested $20,000. That's what it was last year. At the end of November, it was $14,702.
Okay.
So I've reduced the supplies and freight down to $18,000. I think that'll cover us for any increases for next year. And
okay.
On that one.
All right.
Telephone. This one we had requested last year was $20,000. We requested $29,000. This year we've got all of the MDTs on that grant that was being paid, or in they'll be paid through May, and then it's going to be our responsibility. The grant runs out at that point.
Okay.
Which we was aware was going to happen.
So that's $29,000 then?
Well, I've got, that's why I said I'm going to try to get this where we can get pay raises for the guys and everything. What I'm proposing on that is to reduce it to 15.5.
Hmm.
And then,
15,
I'll,
15.5.
Then I'll take the rest out of my civil fund.
What?
Okay, supplies on the fuel. End of December, we was at $164,200. Yeah, who knows what fuel's going to do? I thought we was in pretty good shape, and then last night on the news, I heard them say it was going up again.
I heard too.
Is there anything we can do differently on that? I mean, we're looking at Road and Bridge, trying to talk about how we can change the way they're using it, because their fuel request is like $360,000. Is there a process you can change that there's a that without affecting services? that could help reduce that? I mean, I know it's a big county. I understand that, but...
We have looked at different things. It's very difficult to and still have coverage.
I know.
Of anything.
They have fuel purchasing cards. They can buy fuel out in the field.
We can buy it anywhere now. So that's we've done that. So we didn't have to drive
back to
all the way across the county to get fuel and then drive back to where he was at.
Okay.
All
right. Well, you've looked at it, at least.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the number you're going to want to use then? 180.
I was wanting to drop down to 160, but last night kind of scared me out of that.
Yeah, but you're already at 161.
I know, we're already.
I don't think it's going to go lower.
I'd say 180 probably is.
180.
It's probably going to be the lowest we could go on.
Okay. Deer's at 1500. What do you have at deer?
I'm sorry.
Supplies deer?
3500.
Okay.
Yeah, and Hollister has been helping us out on that too. We dropped that last year. They've took over the expenses for Hollister School and all that, and helping us on that. So that's
helped.
Been a great help to us. Next one, equipment purchases. We had put $5,000 in there for replacement of several different things that we was going to have to replace.
Okay.
Drop that back to zero.
Okay.
And I'll take that out of civil funds, anything we have to replace on that. And the same thing with the equipment repair.
Okay.
We'll take that out of work.
These maintenance agreements, that's the COF stuff.
Maintenance agreements is the COF stuff. Well, let's see. We're jumping there. No, there it is.
$74,000 for maintenance.
Yeah. See that that Cody system has jumped us way up on that deal.
Wow.
Of course, they was good enough to waive it this last year.
Is it a shared cost between us and others, or is that our share?
That's our share.
Yeah, it's our share.
That's the.
Jimmy, what's the possibility of talking to them to stretch it out another year? None.
I don't know. I've not talked
with
them.
That sure be enormous. I mean, they didn't have to do that last year.
Well, $20,000. We budgeted last year $20,000 because there was some other stuff you had maintenance on too.
ITI system and several other things.
So we can only ask for $54,000. What our share of the Cody system is.
Yeah.
But.
No, give me
that. I don't want him.
Actually, our share, we didn't use quite all of that this year on the maintenance. Our share of the Cody is $62,066 per year,
okay.
Which, as far as I'm concerned, is absolutely ridiculous.
That's pretty high. Perhaps for.
But.
Well, we're committed.
Yeah,
we're hoping that this will help. I'm pretty sure you were sitting there when we were talking with Mike, but we're going to undertake a survey of all the equipment that we've got within the county for scanners, copiers, and all of the machines that we utilize. And we're really hoping we can bring that and I believe through professional contract by bidding that one company can come in and service them all and
reduce
save.
It.
We hope.
Yeah.
We hope that we're trying to move towards a central purchasing, and that would be one part of it. But the more things like that we can do, the more money we're going to save long term.
Right. So, yeah, the Cody system, since we're the dispatch for all these other agencies over here, they're relying upon us to do that. And, as for right now, unless we can get something from them stating that they will work with us on it.
You got to leave it in there for now.
Vehicle purchases. I've got four vehicles I have got to purchase this year. I've got four that are over 150,000 miles. Had one of them going through Springfield the other day. Luckily, he was on a city street, but the tie rod fell off of it. And he was able to get it in.
So that's, how much did you put in that number?
Well, I requested 160.
Okay.
But there again, on that, I'd be willing to take that out of my civil fund to purchase those.
You have that much in your civil fund?
I've got the 100,000 to get those four. I had the van has got 150 on it.
Right.
Your
transport van?
We've hauled it back a couple times from up towards Jeff City on the wrecker already, but we can try to rebuild it enough to get through another year. But
what's something like that cost you?
Well, what I'd been looking at was like one of these, you see these buses, these small buses like around the hospital, St. John's and stuff, mm-hmm. and old buses, they're about 60,000. I'm trying to find something that's a little more reasonable than that, but I thought if we could get something like that, we could convert ourselves. Number one, it's got dual wheels. It's a lot safer than that single wheel.
Right.
And mm-hmm. for the loads we're carrying, because we're carrying 12 to 13 people in that thing every time we go. And could carry more, or need to take more. But that thing, it's been through one good wreck already. And
okay, so we're gonna put 100,000 in the civil fund, is what I'm not put in, but I'm
yeah.
You're going to allocate $100,000 to the civil fund to
for four patrol cars.
Yeah.
Well, were you moving that line back to
zero?
I was just moving it back to zero, and we'll
pick it up.
Work out where we can.
Vehicle maintenance seems, is that a good number? What do you have?
Vehicle maintenance, we'd requested 30. I think we can probably get by with 28,000.
We'll take it.
We done some, I done a lot of oil testing this summer.
Okay.
And we've been able to run our mileage from 3,000 to 5,000 on the cars, so from between oil changes. That's helped a lot, and nobody gets tires on their cars unless I approve it. So that's helped us cut payback on tires.
That's good. Ammunition?
Let's see, we'd requested 6,000. I cut that back to the 4,000 we had last year.
Okay.
We'll take the rest of that out of a different line item somewhere.
Okay.
Or not line item, but
funds.
Okay.
The light bars and radio goes with cars. Is that what we need to pick up that?
No. Light bars and radios. And that's something you need to check with all of your people that have radios. I don't know if the road and bridge still uses radios or not, but this next year they're going to that narrow banding.
That's right.
And we have to have everything ready for narrow banding. You have to have all your licensing done, your radios purchased, and all that.
You say next year, you're talking about the year coming up.
Yeah.
Yes. Actually,
the steering committee at NACO was a big deal. It's a huge deal.
Yeah. And a lot of the problems that's been in this deal is they've done some grants and people got radios on grants. Then after they got the radios on grants, the radios wouldn't work. It wasn't the right ones. They changed it again.
It was a telecommunications steering committee that I'm on. They tried to delay it. We tried to push it back for two more years at NACO, and they couldn't do it.
We've been very fortunate. We've done all of our business through Kenwood, and they've all been right on the money with the radios that we've got. And so we've just got very few that we've got to replace.
We're going to have to re-examine our R&B budget if that's the case, and we're going to have expenses there.
We are. I better make a note of that, Mr. Rainy Day.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
I was going to call you Mr. Sunshine, but I won't now. I don't think they're aware of that, Jimmy, because I know they have radios, and I know that they don't have a budget for that.
Okay. There again, we had requested 14,000 on that. I've got enough in a fund that I can cover that.
So you're going to take that over?
Okay.
like I said, though, I can cover these 1 year. I can't sustain it.
I understand that.
I know.
Past that. Prisoner transport.
What do you do for vest and flashlights?
Vest and flashlights.
What number are we using?
Vest and flashlights. 2,800 is the request.
Okay.
That's 700 less than last year's.
I see that.
And that's a match that we do on a grant for the vest. Flashlights doesn't even pertain to it.
Right. Help me out with this.
So it's a vest grant.
It's a vest grant's what it is. Yeah.
We need to look and see if we have any corresponding.
Rick set up a. This is a vest. Okay, help me out. You said a
bulletproof vest.
But this is a purchase.
Yeah, but he has
set up a fund. Is there such a vest?
We have a revenue that comes in off of that. This is a grant that we get, and we have a match on it.
Where does the revenue go into? What does it go into, a department or general county revenue?
I think it goes in GCR, but that would be something Rick would have to answer you. I'm sure it goes into GCR.
I'm just seeing where it actually shows up.
Okay, the budget vest grant, he has a fund for that.
Oh, that's right. It's a separate fund.
I don't know.
Fund, yeah. We've got in our book.
Where he puts that.
And it is number 927, Joe.
I'm there. 927, I see it.
He believes you're going to have a fund carryover. This is an estimate of just under $1,000.
Okay.
Going in.
Is that a different fund?
No. It's off a carryover on the grant. There is some carryovers at times.
But he doesn't show much in
revenue. With no revenue. So you think there'll be offsetting revenue? Or half of there'll be some revenue come off of this?
Right.
So how much will come in for that? Because we need to budget that.
Well, it'll probably be about the 2,800. I'm not sure yet. You know, it'd be a guess.
Well, if it's going to come up here and we put it in GCR, then, well, I mean, that just goes into our melting pot and then just approve it in Jim's budget and he buys it.
But why do we have a whole fund like that?
I do not know the answer to that. Hi, Brenda. I don't know, but we can ask that. It's not that big a figure.
Well, let's put $2,800 in 927, Ron, for revenue, because that's what he's saying we're going to see, we think. So at least and if we decide to combine that into the GCR, we do, but.
So what amount?
20, you said 27?
2,800.
28. Yeah.
All right, if there's revenues coming in of 2,800 and we've got 868 on hand, what I need to share with you is he set up a fund and it's got a number on it of 927. It's called Vest Grant.
That we have some carryover from time to time. If we don't need that many vests, is what they allowed us, then it'll carry over.
But let me ask you, why don't we just take that expense out of this grant too and just make GCR to zero and buy the vests out of this, because we have money to pay for it. And if we have a grant coming in, we might as well have the expense coming
up. That's the money that I was talking about.
Yeah, but it's in different.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay, I just went.
Am I missing it?
I don't know.
This is it's not a full refund. It's a 50% what that is.
Okay.
So we'll have 28 coming in and need to spend 28 to get it.
So it's a matching.
It's a matching, yeah.
Yeah, we shouldn't have a separate tab.
I agree.
We'll put the 2,800 in there and then we'll come back and we'll make it. We'll fix it. But you've explained something. We didn't account for that $2,800, period. So at least we have that.
Okay.
I'll highlight that because that's something we'll have to add.
We'll write down revenues.
I did that right here, boss.
Do the revenue cash.
Okay.
Prisoner transport. This is the one we briefly hit on yesterday, which we always have more revenue coming into this line than what we actually spend out for mileage and stuff like that.
Okay.
Now, we had discussed, not yesterday, Tuesday.
Excuse me. Yes, sir.
About, Ron, you had said about moving that maybe to a different section or something.
Maybe in the 800 department or something like that, yeah.
800 department.
I'm sorry. I got some notes that I'm trying to confuse you. Sorry.
My 800 department can't stand that much.
I understand.
I apologize. I don't remember.
We had talked on this prisoner transport. We show $65,000 on there, mm-hmm. but anything we spend on there is actually we have more revenues coming in than what we have going out normally, because it reimburses for mileage, for deputies time, and
so that's, you're saying that expense is an offsetting expense. Mm-hmm.
This is when we transport prisoners to
DOC.
DOC.
If we bring prisoners in, anytime we have to extradite prisoners in.
When we have that, do you know where that comes in as a revenue to the county?
It comes into GCR. It just goes into GCR.
I mean, do you know what it's called?
Well, let's look, shall we?
Oh, we're after it. I don't know. Let's see here.
You would think, just call it prisoner transport reimbursement. It would be a great way to...
Too easy.
Prisoner boarding? No. Prisoner other entities? Nope. We need to have a formula that offsets them so that we at least nullify them.
No.
I don't show it anymore.
Well,
let me see if I can find that.
Well, what I could do is go to Helen or Mary and see if when they receive it, how do they code it? Because they could code it and put it something else.
All right, we've got two lines that are dedicated to the sheriff. One is a transfer in for sheriff's file.
There?
I questioned that, and it's civil fees, finally, is what Rick said.
Yeah.
That's 85022.
Hey,
do you know what line the
okay, I see it.
The other is 86001.
Okay, then you're saying that's a transfer in from sheriff's fund is actually civil fees.
Yes.
Okay.
Then 86001.
86001.
Okay. Is where I'm imagining these fees are. It's the only place I think that they could be.
Huh.
But I don't know that. And speaking of that fees, we got all kinds of good questions for
times.
Do what?
Oh. Oh. Then you're going to be very agreeable then, since we've got you up. We got the advantage on you, right?
Not a problem. $12.
All right. I will find out. I can just find out, Jimmy, from but we need to make sure that there's an offsetting.
I'm not sure if my phone's even still working in here.
We'll find it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to find it.
She's looking. She'll probably call me back.
Okay.
She's got it down there.
So $65,000, which is the 117-40-003, we just got to find the offsetting revenues for that. Find revenues. All right.
Okay. Criminal cost. I've got a. I'm just going to put that into civil fees so we can zero that one.
That 1,000 in euro.
Yeah.
And 1,000
Signs. 1750 is what we requested. Drop it to 500.
500. Okay.
And drug enforcement. We requested 2,500, which is what was last year. Drop it to zero. I can take that out of our federal forfeiture funds.
Okay.
On the ones at the beginning of that fund, the criminal costs, the investigations task force, which one did he lower?
The criminal costs. 50-033.
Down to?
Zero. You can put 1,000 over the civil fees.
2,500 stays the same.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Then 500.
Right.
350.
We have 200 for title fees. What do you have?
I've got 350 for title fees, sir.
$350.
Well, then let me make it 350. Okay, and then the next line, drug enforcement is moved to zero.
For?
Yes, drug enforcement.
I'm not questioning your figures. It's when we mention a figure.
Mm-hmm.
Mine was sent from the computer to print. Jim still has it on the computer, but strangely enough, They're different.
Yeah.
101-80-065 is the prisoner transport revenue.
Say it again.
101-80. I have people talking to me.
Yeah.
Like a newscaster here.
801?
80-065. Thank you, Don.
Shouldn't be, Don. That's prisoner boarding.
That's where it got put on.
Okay. So
we're going to break the bar.
She's going to separate that out.
But she's not. But we're going to have it separated out. We're going to create one. But it's been accounted for, which is the good news.
Okay.
Which yep. tells us that the boarding fees are wrong then.
That they are down.
That's not good overall. That's bad. At least they're accounted for. That's the good news.
And there was a lot billed on that transport fee that the state hadn't paid yet either.
Not the state. They're always timely.
Okay. You got the drug enforcement one?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Bunch out of your budget and it's still up. I mean, you took your civil fee. I didn't know that.
I'm taking $130,000 nearly out of the civil fee.
More than that, boy. I'm adding up.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That term maintenance agreements.
That hurts.
Jim, I think it would help immensely if we could ask them to go another year.
We can ask.
I mean, you want to get Mr. Barnwell to do that since he's kind of been talking to him? Or how are you going to do that?
Well, Jimmy, tell him that we have to jerk them. Okay. What was the final figure you came to on your...
Fancy dancy computer?
Fancy dancy ad machine.
Let me see here. I'll make sure.
Never mind. All right.
$1,972,272.76.
Oh, Jim, find more. Not you, him.
I will say.
I don't know how.
I mean, the thing is. Goodness.
Saved
by the bell. I don't know what to do. No one ever gets calls on.
Push kill.
I don't know what the kill button is.
Well, don't answer. We're going to watch who's on the other end. How much are you expecting? I mean, is the state notoriously always slow paying for the prisoner transport? So it never, they never catch up?
No.
So
that ain't going to happen.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is I'm going to budget $65,000 as incoming revenue for prisoner transport fees next year, right?
And it will, I mean, it's always every year been
about
more,
that.
It's been, well, it's every year been $10,000, $15,000 more than what the actual expense is. Because, like I said, they also reimburse partially on the deputy's fees and the mileage and all that.
The The dispatchers you're asking for.
Could we pay for them out of the 911?
Doesn't make any difference where we pay for them, but it's money that comes out of GCR.
Do we budget their fund balance?
We don't budget their fund balance. What we do is X amount of dollars passes. We have an agreement with the sheriff, an agreement with the city of Branson to provide dispatch services. You're looking at you've two new employees that are dispatched and two that are...
Court. That's her fault. Where'd she go?
She ran. Hopefully. When I said we have an advantage, she said, I think I get my paperwork done.
I'll tell you what, those courts, they're back. We're having 4 and 5 days nearly all the time.
Wow.
We're using back rooms and everything else to have hold court in.
How many dispatchers you have, Jimmy?
Well, I've actually got 9 dispatchers. I moved my warrants clerk into dispatch also.
Okay.
We're paying for it. If somebody's sick, we have split shifts and
pitches.
And I've got the payroll here if you want to see how much we're paying on the payroll reports. The dispatch and the bailiffs is just, you know, right here. We got 100 hours on that page.
Just dispatch?
Yeah, just dispatch. 45 on that one, 66 on that one. It's just...
We were told last year, maybe it was you that shared with us, that thought there might be some state money to get, it was either bailiffs or security. Do you remember the conversation, Joe?
Was it the same thing, security?
Yeah, no, we had found out there was maybe a court, a county or two that went to the state and the state helped on that.
I wish they would.
I didn't help somebody. Somebody told me.
Someone said that they got some state help for county security.
State paid.
State paid.
But I don't remember what it was either.
Well, there's been a lot of times that we've had to have, you know, 7 people work in the courthouse. And it just, brings us down to a lot of times just one person on the road. And it's...
How many people? Let me ask you a couple questions. What shifts do our people over there work? Do they work?
Deputies or the court security?
Either. Both.
Court security. We have some come in at 7:30. We have one come in then, and he basically is getting all the court dockets. He's getting the prisoners and everything ready to be up there by 8. We've got one comes in at 7. He has to get all the court dockets and everything in order, get everybody ready. Or get everything to the jail to have them get ready. The others come in at 8 and 9.
What time do they go home?
Well, 8-hour shifts.
When you say an 8-hour shift, is it a 9-hour shift with an hour off for lunch? Or is it an 8-hour shift with an hour off for lunch?
8-hour shift. With deputies, you have federal law, you have to pay them their lunch hour.
So they get, you work them 8 hours, and that's...
And anybody that's not allowed to, you know, not allowed to sit or take off for their time period, you have to pay them. And law enforcement.
You have to pay them. Okay, they're on call during their lunch hour.
Yes.
Most get to eat sometime, hopefully.
Not all the time.
Like we do.
Yeah.
Have lunch when we're having a better meal.
They about nearly, well, every day. They've got a closet there behind, but they run down there and grab their sandwich out of the closet, eat it, and right back
so
down.
So we don't have 9 hours and give them an hour off. We don't. I'm just trying to think if we could get more time, but not if it's federally.
Yeah,
federally
bound by it.
That answers that question.
Unless we completely relieve them of their whole duties, and we can't do it.
For that full hour.
Yeah. You know the.
Okay. Even if we back out the four employees that he's added, Jim, that's 95,472.
And the 65,000 is reimbursable.
That brings us down to
No, I haven't.
That's 1876. Even find out. So we're within 100 of just where we were.
Take the 65 out, too.
What's 65?
The prisoner transport. It's not saying revenue.
It's still an expense. We already have the revenue in there, right? We have the revenue.
It's buried in there. You got.
Well, it's combined, but it is there.
I mean, if you look at subcategory increases, run the under the office expense subcategory, there's a $14,000 increase, and $20,000 is in fuel. I mean, he cut other areas, and we still went up in there because fuel costs. Then we have maintenance agreement of $74,000. If you took that out of there, he's back to where it's less than we was last year.
Oh, this spy pole ain't working very good in here. We found it.
You found the transport?
Yeah.
Okay. That's because that's what she's trying to tell you.
I'm sorry.
Line it goes into.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's fine. We had that conversation.
She went back and got her stuff, and it's all in her head. What's the total we're at, Jim?
1972-272-76. Nothing, Shane. Okay, there's a question. It's okay. $1,972,272.76. You know what's interesting is that I only show one entry for $9,900 for a prisoner transport income. Could they have not paid us that much, or we just miscoded it?
I would have to go back and look and see, but surely they've been paying it.
We have one entry March 25th.
It may be miscoded.
Okay. Do you have Linda or somebody send me a note and just tell me what day to look for?
Yeah.
Just so I can.
We'll have the whole thing.
I kind of thought you would. Just so I know what.
Yeah.
Should be. Randy, you'd be bumped at 3:30.
3:30.
Yep.
Randy, I don't have you on my list at all. So.
He's a return, but we said it this morning. He has to come back. We said 3 o'clock.
Tell him what he has to start talking about.
Radios.
Randy. Radios. Do you have radios in your budget?
No, I've got that taken care of.
He was listening.
I was listening to you.
He was listening. He's one of the 9 listeners we have, Johnny.
900. All right. We're going to help you with that.
We're going backwards.
Where you at now?
I said we're going backwards. I'm just looking at 11. Could we meet one more time? We're here all day, aren't we?
Right on the morning. We started at 8. 8 until. Let's put it until. So, in the morning sometime?
Earlier the better.
Okay.
I don't know what we have set for tomorrow.
I don't either, but we'll look and be surprised.
Say so doing money, but turning the heat down in here.
But Jim likes to keep it warm.
Yeah. Oh, it's hot.
I shall. Would
9 o'clock work? If you check your and make sure. If not, then we've got. Is that right?
Oh, it's lovely.
Thank you. I thought you.
Speechless.
You would be receptive to that, sir. Could we give us a chance to digest this and continue to add up? We know that Brenda's going to give us an extra couple hundred thousand dollars here to make it up for you. Yeah.
Well, if you're looking to make it up, Brenda, for exact, we need $264,314.54 is what we need.
All of my budgets together is not that enough.
But all your budgets together is a big help.
There you go.
All right.
Let's talk about this. Thank you.
Jim, thank you very much. I know this was not easy. This is huge, quite frankly. Yeah. What you've done today is huge. I mean, this is a big help.
It is. I show hundreds and 150,000. He's picking up in at least, looks like about 150.
Well, I had a nice open page here.
15,
60,
it's
15, 125,000. More than that.
Okay.
Vehicles out of civil is 100. 13, 5, long, 5, and 18, that's 120, 130. Is that what you said?
Should be around 130.
It is. A little more.
Yeah.
Big money.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you all.
Sheriff?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Make sure your brother gets down there and carries them all out.
We only showed 99 and we have 65,000 budget.